May 10, the preciousness of Christ. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. Songs of Solomon 5:16. We should bring the attractiveness of Christ into our Christian service. The soft beams of the Son of Righteousness should shine into our hearts, that we may be pleasant and cheerful and have a strong and blessed influence on all around us. The truth of Jesus Christ does not tend to gloom and sadness. We must look away from the disagreeable to Jesus. We must love him more, obtain more of his attractive beauty and grace of character, and cease the contemplation of others' mistakes and errors. We should remember that our own ways are not faultless. We make mistakes again and again. No one is perfect but Jesus. Think of him and be charmed away from yourself and from every disagreeable thing, for by beholding our defects, faith is weakened. God and his promises are lost from sight. Oh, what deep, rich experiences we might gain if we were devoting all our God-given ability to seeking knowledge and spiritual strength from God. How little we really know of sweet communion with God. How little we know the mysteries of the future life. We may know far more than we do know if all our powers are sanctified to discern the character of Christ. There are heights for us to reach, depths of experience to sound, if we are to be the light of the world. Let the mind expand that you may take in the heavenly beauties of the blessed promises. Only believe in Jesus and learn in the school of the greatest teacher the world ever knew, and his grace will act mightily upon the human intellect and heart. His teaching will give clearness to the mental vision. It will give compass to the thoughts. The soul hunger will be filled. The heart will be softened and subdued and filled with glowing love that neither discouragement, despondency, affliction, or trial can quench. God will open to the mind's eye his preciousness and his fullness. Then let us love and labor. I point you to Christ, the rock of ages.